more trouble every day. I'm just trying to drag my flask past your banner. Your manifesto is written in Plato. Your flag is unfurled, and tripled, rippled vines rise, wind their way around me as I try to sleep in that hammock. Inside the echo, nobody knows nothing. A parade of flesh, stand of Summer Street, naked but slowly enveloped in tattoos till you can no longer be nude. The shadow in the alley slides by with a greasy, greasy belching soon out of sight. Others saying slime trail behind some kind of protein broth, procreative fluid that drips constantly down his leg. A group of overly aggressive, fat, wide lesbians have captured a priest on his way from the church and are forcing him. They're forcing two, even three fingers up his ass and swirling him around. I would help, because I'm kind, so offer him thoughts and prayers as I walk on by. I just leave him behind. His butt cheeks are starting to bleed. I am in a field and the plants feel damp. Stickers and thorns shining like stars in the bright sunlight. The humidity makes me alive. Weigh 3 pounds more than I should be. Fields of stickers chest high. You can catch several hundred of them as you pass by. Nature fashioned them to pick your fingers and to pull them away from your shirt and jeans. But in the rear near future, there'll be no stickers or thorns or produce. All of our produce will be grown in space and cost a lot of money for you to put it in your face. And the humid dawn has hands to strangle our lands. Rest out steaming water from the earth. Wrestle it out. I wake up in the morning and I see a Central American-style step pyramid has suddenly appeared, looming over the distant trees. And I was all alone, but even if I had a phone, I couldn't speak. I think I've been dreaming about this happening for a few centuries, but what does it mean? And slowly the air around us turns more poisonous, and we don't notice because we're told not to notice. Thorny fists close in on us, and they close our windpipes choke shirt, and we're told to be okay, and we're told somebody else is doing it. Not the actual choker of the hand around our throat. We like what we're told. We hate what we're told to hate. Above you, do not question. Above all, do not question. She had a good job. You want a good job? You want to eat enough? You want some of that money? Don't question. Just keep on riding that conveyor belt towards the meat processing blades. You will like it. Jesus saves. But there is no master plan. There's only the work of greedy hands. Greed depletes ever, ever grayer lands. Well, we need some new gods. Gods that reflect our modern way. A god for everybody and a god who pays. Some sort of god that has actual morals for the first time. A god that is good. A god to restore my eyes. A god that is actually nice. A god who gives good advice. So we sat cross-legged in a room, smoked dried herbs that fell from the moon. Smoking petrified tobacco from a 1,000-year-old pipe. Discussing politics, folklore, and bands that we like. Saying how we once felt free in a strange pocket of history. And I would show chipped and broken artifacts. 1,000 years old that I found while walking in the dirt roads near home. And so I spend my days in a swamp, sweating out the fluids as quickly as I drink them. It's so humid, there's a soft fog haze over everything in the landscape, like a greasy swept haze that filters the sky with oily deposits. And she breaks my door in at 3 a.m., displaying her vaginal badge. I'm under her breast, I'm under arrest. I'm cooking up a secret drug made from the bark of a certain tree and seven types of weeds that grow locally. But I bought the seed for the tree about 30 years ago. It only started producing a certain chemical in July. Trying to cook up enough for a winter supply. To concoct a psychoactive liquid that gleams, I've learned the tricks from a shaman in my dreams. And so now, I am old, you see, and I have no money. Not even a fat, ugly woman would want me, and my soul dry heaves, but society is a vice, playing a loaded dice, rolling these loaded dice, snake eyes for me always sideways.